Such beautiful energy I felt. Did you feel it? My little card that I drew today says, my heart is open to all that happens in my life today. And this is so perfect. And I tend to always find that when something like this comes around and I'm selecting something, that it's always perfect. It's a message that I needed to hear. Do y'all feel that too? So last week, I think it was last week, Beth was talking to us about moving into the holidays, and here we are. We're a few days away from Thanksgiving. And I've started to come across these conversations with people who are, you know, they're coming up to me saying, oh my gosh, it's the holidays. How did this happen? You know, I've got so much to do, and they start right in. And so I'm going to suggest that before we roll our eyes, like, oh yeah, and gasp because of all the things that we know we have to do, that we make a shift right away before we even get started. And begin to look at this as a beautiful opportunity. A beautiful opportunity to share love with each other, to share love with our brothers and sisters. I know that it doesn't take much for those stories to start running about getting together with friends and family, and how we wish it would turn out, but we're pretty sure it's not going to. And so we are upset about it before we even get there. And maybe we feel like we've tried our best during the get-together, but we're leaving feeling let down. You know, things didn't happen the way we wanted it to. People didn't say the things that we wanted them to say. We didn't feel loved and held and supported and nurtured in these moments with each other. So again, I want to invite everybody to make that shift, to go into this beautiful season from our higher selves, into these gatherings and get-togethers from a place of I'm giving and I will be open to receive whatever comes. We're always on that moment of choice, always on that moment of choice of being able to bring love and joy and peace, and those are the three words that the holiday season just celebrates, or to, on the other side of that, be judgmental and cynical. And we can be cruel. We're always on that choice. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that I experienced on my vacation that I just got back from with my daughter in San Diego. We talk on the phone all the time. Sometimes we Skype. But like our opportunities right now going into the holidays, we decided a few years ago, we both agreed on the importance of seeing each other in person. Making the time and the commitment to do whatever it takes, get on two or three planes, maybe, spend a whole day traveling, so that we could be together. So that we can, not good. So that we can look into each other's eyes. Sorry. And
breathe.
Yeah, breathe. Good advice. Look into each other's eyes and listen to each other's stories. And feel the feeling of combining our energy fields. It's so real and so palpable. And sure, sometimes it's easier to stay home and easier to say, we'll Skype, you know, all those things. But I remember while I was with her for those 2 weeks, and the first thing we want to do is hold our breath. just touching her hair and touching her skin and hugging her. Happy tears, really. So I could bring that back with me and remember that until the next time we were together. And this is the way I feel about being here. Maybe it's easier to stay home. Maybe it's easier to watch on Facebook. But as a spiritual community, we've made a commitment to each other to come together so we can look into each other's eyes and listen to each other's stories and combine the loving energy that we all bring here. It's amazing. And I just have felt so compelled within this last year about the importance of this, the importance of reaching out to each other. We all have our friends, we have our groups, but how can we reach beyond that little circle of people that we normally interact with? Who can we invite for coffee? Who can we show that we care beyond those that we normally do? This is such an amazing opportunity, and this time of year is perfect for it. The gift of the fellowship for me is being here together with you. A Course in Love, actually, we've been studying that in the School of Ministry over the last few weeks, tells us that we can never fully understand unity, this bond that we have, this oneness that we share, understand with our brains. But we are promised that we will come to feel that unity. And this is how I think we do it. We do it by sharing ourselves, our love, our compassion, our presence with each other. Beth Matisse also talks, reminds us usually once a year that we should take a vacation, right? And that it gives us such a different perspective, a different way of seeing the world. And during this two-week time I was with my daughter, we took a road trip this time, which is a bit unusual for us. But we got in the car. We started at the ocean. We drove up into the mountains, 6,000 feet elevation, Denver height. We spent some time up there. We came back down and through the Anza Borrego Desert. So we saw all of those ecosystems, all of those perspectives. It was amazing. And when we were up in the mountains, and I'm so grateful to her because, oh my gosh, the poor thing was, you know, driving around these winding roads and with drop-offs. And I would say, just keep looking straight ahead. Fortunately, in California, they have a lot of guardrails, so that helps. It helps you feel a little bit safer. At all times of day in the dark, and she just carried on. It was to give us this experience. So we were coming down from the mountains, but still up in them, and there was a turnout, they call it. So we turned out and got out of the car and looked at this view. And I tried to take pictures, but seriously, photographs just do not do it justice. They cannot capture the vastness and the largeness of the mountains. And so I just stood there, and I was seriously in awe. I've never been up in the mountains. Probably many of you have, but this is my first time. And as I stood there, just, you know, sort of stunned at this beauty and vastness, my daughter said, "Isn't it amazing, Mom? Because from this vantage point, we can see beyond what we experience in our small worlds every day. We can see that there's so much more." It's just this feeling that you can look out and see little towns here and there, you know, and it's so true, because when we walk through our days here at home, it's where it can get very compartmentalized. It can feel like, you know, she says, you know, in Michigan, it's pretty flat, you know, and we're just seeing what we see right in front of us. But when you get up at that vantage point in the mountains, it's like the world is stretched out in front of you. And even with it only being her and I and a few cars winding around these curly ribbons down down in at the base of the mountain, it felt completely like oneness. Just like my heart just opened up naturally and experienced connection with everything. And A Course of Love, at the very end of the volume, we're taken on a journey of 40 days and 40 nights. And this journey takes us to a mountaintop. For the purpose of being able to come back down and live our human lives as the higher self in human form. So I felt like this was such an opportunity for me to jump into the middle of the stream instead of standing on the edge watching it go by. I was participating in life, participating in something that I've never experienced before, and it was amazing. Another evening, we were walking on the beach, and there was a big grassy area, and we came upon this group of younger people with their yoga mats stretched out, and people were all gathered around, just mesmerized by what we were seeing. And we were eventually told it's called acro yoga, acrobatic yoga. And we're watching these, usually it was the younger men who were the base of it, the foundation, and they're holding the young women suspended in the air. Like one man was holding her by her feet, another one was holding her by her shoulders, and she's totally suspended up in the air doing yoga poses. And we're just watching this thinking, whoa, you know. And occasionally one of them would fall out of the pose and, they'd tumble to the ground and they'd laugh and hug each other and, let's try again. But as I was watching this, the words started flowing through my mind. And these are the words. Courage. Ultimate trust. I mean, these women were upside down. One wrong move and they'd be on the ground on their head. Consciously being in the present moment. You had to be. They had to be in the present moment. Patience. Support. Becoming one. And they weren't just holding the pose, they were moving each other. So they wouldn't jump down and then start another pose. They moved into another pose. And so the person down as the base would move his feet on the woman's body until another pose was struck. And forgiving when it didn't work. Laughing and hugging each other. And as I was watching this, I thought, what an amazing and beautiful demonstration of how to experience love and oneness here in this world, in these human bodies, in every interaction that we have. All those words would apply to an amazing interaction with each other. So my invitation to you all is that we delight in each other. Like, how do we find that heart space where we can literally delight in each other, rejoice together as we come together for the holiday season and sing our holiday songs and come together on Christmas Eve? We rejoice together. We rejoice together at the good news that we have, that we share with each other. Mourn together. Labor together. Hold the space of love for each other. And always have before our eyes our community as one body. I want to leave you with a quote that I found that I just think is so beautiful and so perfect. Again, as we move into this season and with all of the things that are happening in the world, what if the healing of the world literally depends on the 10,000 visible kindnesses we offer simply and quietly throughout the pilgrimage of each human life? So simple. Thank you.